Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You already know I'm your girl, Simone, and I'm so happy to have you all here with me this morning, this evening, whatever time you're listening to me. I appreciate each and every one of you. Also, if you have not already downloaded my app, please do so. Go to your Apple Store, your Google Store, whatever you have, and just type in Brothers Echo Radio, and you'll see the logo come up, and you see the purple color in the background a little bit. That's your girl. Also, I cannot forget this, my email. Thank you so much to those of you that reach out to me via email. As a reminder, that is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. And I will certainly get back to you. But my app, you know, you can reach out to me that way, as well as my email. And then I'm thinking about coming up with another format as well, but more to come on that. So right now, let me paint a picture for you. I am back off the road from my vacations and trips, and I'm home, and I'm in my peace, which is my bedroom, and it's quiet. And I just started thinking and digesting all the conversations that I've been a part of, the different talking points. And I just started reflecting on certain things. So just so you know, normally, I try to prepare before I come on. But the best way at times to really get a point across is just to shoot from your hip. So that's what I'm going to do today. If it don't work out for me, you all, shoot me a note and say, don't do that again. Just let me know. But I'm still going to probably do it again. But I'm home. I have laundry going. I have, once I finish recording, I'm going to turn my movie back on. I love 80s movies. I think I'm watching Caddyshack right now. And I'm in my chill mode. But while I was away, and I had some interesting conversation with my friends and family. I was listening to people talk to me about their dreams. And one thing about me, I don't really say too much, but I'm always listening and I observe. But I enjoy sitting in the conversation. I may add to things here and there, but I like to take things in. And, you know, I got to make sure those who know me, they know I'm not rude at all, because I'm really not. I'm not a rude person. But I like to really listen, especially if I'm in the presence of someone or people that are older than me. I like to sit back and listen and learn something, because life has taught me you can learn something from pretty much everyone. But my respect level for my elders, I try to really just sit back and listen. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I'm just going to say people because I'm not going to use names, so bear with me. But what I heard people say was, you know, hey, I want to do this and I want to do that, but I don't know what people will say about it. Or, you know, this was going on in my life and, you know, people were judging me about X, Y, Z. Or I've heard someone say this, like, you know, I just have so much going on and I don't know how people or they will receive it, or how this group of people receive that and this. And as I listened to the conversation or listened to the logic, excuse me, I began to think, okay, we're giving pronouns too much power. So you're worried about they, them, but what about you? And so I have a really good friend of mine who I adore. And this individual should be running a Fortune 500 company. I mean, this girl is brilliant. But she's stopping herself. And if you listen to me, I know you listen to me. I'm not putting your name out there. Brilliant. But what's stopping us? The other conversation I had with the individual who talked about the pain that was endured and what people had to say, and that led to so many challenges in this individual life because of people. But here's been my logic for me. And one thing about me, I only share what has worked for me. I want to be so clear on that. So many of us are trying to find ourselves in this thing called life. All of us. We're trying to find, because we don't know what the next day is going to bring. Yes, you know, you pray over your day and you just, you know, we have faith, which is so important, but we don't know what the next day is going to bring. We don't know if we're going to even see a next day. So why would we allow a person who's in the same boat that I'm sitting in dictate my next move? That's insane to me. It's ridiculous. When I started Brothers Echo, I want to say around October, November. This is 2022, right? So 2021, and I was moving in silence. I wasn't saying anything. I just started her and just kept her going. And the numbers were coming up. But I'm speaking for myself. I really wasn't ready to put her out there for a lot of reasons. But I had to catch myself on one particular reason. I was worried about how people were going to receive me. Yep, I was guilty of that. Because so many people don't know me. People, they have an idea of me. They see me around. I may have a conversation. But they don't know me. And so many people, and I know a few people who think they know me, which is comical. It's funny to me. They have no idea about who I am as a person. Matter of fact, side note, I remember this one chick last year. It was the audacity for me. And she told someone, she said, well, I don't know if she's confident enough. And someone had to check her. She was like, you talking about her? I don't know what voice in your head have told you that she's not confident. That individual in the middle of Iraq with her face fully done, and she know who she is, so don't know about what you talking about. But see, those are voices where people try to say things, right? But anyway, back to my point. I was guilty of being nervous about letting this come out. But I had to catch myself because so many people have said this too. There's so many podcasts out there. So many. Why would you do it? Well, I don't know. Are you sure you want to put this out there? Because, you know, you could do anything else. Why that? And a whole bunch of other reasons to try to kill that dream. As a matter of fact, if you all follow me on Facebook or Instagram, same name, Brothers Echo Podcast or Brothers Echo Radio, I posted with what a podcaster said. His name was Wallow. I love his podcast. Shout out to me and Dr. Worth the Game. He said something, had to post it about being careful sharing your dreams because some people are dream finessers. I'm going to get back to that. But when I had to catch myself, like, you know what? Why not me? I have something to say. I share it with a very small group of people, but let me stop being ashamed of the gift that God has placed in me. So I begin to share it and ignore those voices of what they pronoun people will say, because you know what, no matter what you do in this life, I hope someone is hearing me. People have this thing called audacity, and they're going to try to talk about you. And so what? I guarantee you a person who's doing nothing is going to, when people are doing nothing, they have time to do nothing. So what they're going to do is talk about nothing and whatever. That doesn't matter. So when I put Brothers Echo out, and then people started sharing it. And my mom, my huge cheerleader, she began to share it. And then the numbers start going up. And I looked up and I'm having 10,000 listeners and 15,000 and 20, 30, 40, 50. I'm like, what in the world? But you know what? That would not have happened had I not stepped out of that pronoun factor. Worried about what someone is saying. And I'm so thankful to God that that has been removed from my mindset. And so back to my point, as I was out celebrating and having conversations with people and just listening to what they're talking about, that they factor is too strong in the lives of people. And it should not be that way. I'm just going to say it like this. If there's something you want to do, because see, this life, we don't know how long we have on this side. But if there's something burning in you to do, that's just not there because it's there. God has placed that in you. If it is in you to start a fitness boot camp, If it is in you to start a nail salon, open a nail salon, if it is in you to start a car wash, whatever it is, to start an open a nightclub or open whatever that dream is in you, do it. And the funny thing about a dream killer, doubts, the first thing a dream killer or a dream finesser is going to do is bring a doubt to you. That doubt may be, well, do you even have the money to do it? Let me tell you one thing about just doing things. When you start doing the right thing's going to find you. And I promise you this, I'm not telling you what I don't know. And I'm not going to put out my business on this episode. But when I tell you, when I started this podcast, opportunities, the doors have been opened, kicked wide open, the wall was knocked down. Because I could have easily said, well, I don't have this, or I don't have this resource, or, and you just plug in with resources that I know I needed for this, you know, the microphones, the studio and things like that. But I started anyway. My podcast studio started in my bedroom closet, in an owner suite, in my closet, with my phone. But see, because that thing was in me to start, I couldn't rest. I couldn't get comfortable. I could not let that dream die because it was burning inside me so strong that I had to let it out. So if there's something you want to do, there would be a means for you to do it. What's an example? Let's say you want to start a car wash. Start washing cars on your property. If you have a home, start washing cars. Just start little by little. Or go to those customers, go to their homes. Start a mobile car wash. Go there. No, you may not have all the equipment needed, but as you go out and branch out, and you know, we call it in church, branch out on faith. As you do it, then you begin to use wisdom and save the money. And that way you can start, you know, placing that money to the side and getting the right truck that you need. You have to start somewhere. I started in my closet. My little girl, she's my engineer. Until I met my other engineer, Blake, who I use her studio from time to time. You have to start somewhere. And as you're starting, they should not be factored in. Because there's always going to be a they. If you want to start, open up your own nail school. There's an amazing young girl I met, young lady, excuse me, she's looking at starting a school to teach individuals how to do nails, right? She's amazing. Just get started. What does that look like? Have a dedicated space. Get with some good friends and have a place you all get together and do nails and just teach. You can get on YouTube. Start a video and just do nails and show your designs. So what am I saying to you all? Just do it. Just do it. Because you know what? If I had listened to people, I would have never started this podcast. If I allowed people and the worthless words to get to me, I would not be here today. A little bit more about me, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back because God and everything. I walked around my home today and I was just in awe and I was just thanking God and random singing. Because see, this home here is bigger than what I would need, but I wanted a big house. I wanted a space where my daughter can stretch and grow. But someone would say, you don't need all that space. It's just two of you. Get an apartment. You know, people something, they try to kill that in you. But let me tell you why people do this thing. Just in case you all, someone doesn't know. I know some of you all just know everything. But somebody here may not know. And I'm talking to you. Some people deliberately try to kill your dream because they never were brave enough to dream themselves. And when they see you moving, it scares them and they don't want you to take that step because what if it works? And I'm still here and you're there and I can no longer reach you. So what I need to do is keep you where you're, keep you close to me or within arm distance So I'm going to say everything I can to kill whatever it is that's inside you. That person can be a very close family, friend, neighbor, a trusted ally, whatever, a mentor. We don't realize it's not a mentor, that's a tormentor, but that's a different topic. But see, some people do that for a reason. And then some people just don't believe in you. But at the end of the day, whoever I'm talking to, people, pronouns, they do not matter. What matters is how you see yourself. And another thing, what a person feels or believes or thinks about you is none of your business. When you look in that mirror, when you look at yourself, when you think of yourself, you need to think greatness, because you are amazing. You are great. And we should not allow anything to step in our way, in your way. So whatever it is, that dream in you, just take a step, and I promise you, you will find your stride. But if you sit down, you'll be sitting forever. I have long-term goals, long-term and short-term goals. But you know what? I will never reach them if I don't take that step. I'll never reach them if I'm worried or thinking about how I will be perceived. I know I'm just shooting off the hip tonight, but you know what? I feel like someone needed to hear this one. So I was out celebrating, had a great time. DC owes me nothing. I love DC. It was amazing. I got to go back ASAP. That's my spot. Anyway, as I'm sitting there across from my sis, and we're talking about life and we're talking about what it is we want to do. And I told her, I said, listen, no more excuses. Give yourself a deadline and get it done. And as you're getting things done, you have to stay in your lane and stay focused. Because if not, distractions are designed to get you off track. You have to keep that focus and put things in steps. If you need to write a bullet point paper to yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm going to work on by this day, do it. Because what I've learned about a dream is someone is waiting for you to make that a reality, because you don't know. I don't know what my dream is, whose blessing is tied into my dream, whose livelihood is tied into my dream. Because let me tell you about one of my long-term goals. And I see it clear as day because I have faith, God and everything, y'all. I already know Brothers Echo is going to be bigger than any podcast out there. I already know I'm going to be number one on the charts one day. I already know that. Bigger than Breakfast Club. Bigger than, I'm going to be up there. That's faith, right? I know someone's probably thinking that's arrogant, but I don't care. But what am I saying? Those are jobs. The higher I go, the more jobs I'm able to put out there. But if I don't go, that's a job that's not created for someone. Someone's blessing is tied into me listening to what the Lord has placed in me. So if I know that fire is burning in me and I know that someone is waiting on me to keep it moving, keep it pushing, not to give up, stay consistent, even when I'm tired, stay consistent, even when the noise is going on in the background, stay consistent, even when I may get those. Let me tell you one thing too. I've learned this. As you're moving up, your people are wild. People will say things about you that are not true. People will lie on you. I had someone, I'm not going to say the backstory, but someone said, she does not deserve that. What did she call it? Anyway, she said, I don't deserve to be where I'm going. She didn't say it to me. She put it in, just so y'all know, because no one's that, well, people are crazy, but she didn't say it to me. Platform. She does not deserve this platform. And she began to spew all type of lies and things like that. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'm doing something right. I share that because that's a distraction. I didn't go back and address the individual, address the comment. I guess you, someone could say, well, you're doing it now, but I'm not. What I'm saying is, when things come your way that can upset you, do not let it do that. Even in the misery of the things people say to me or have said to me, I have to stay focused on my lane. Because if I stop and turn to my left or my right to address a pronoun, I'm losing my balance. I'm losing my focus. And I cannot afford to lose that and lose me because of they, them. So I want to talk about that. That's all I want to share. This episode was a bit different, y'all. It's a bit different. We need to have that so what factor. And I mean that. Have that so what factor. Live your dream, because you never know how much longer we have on this side. So while you're on this side of life, make it count. Make it count and live for you. Because like I just said, why and how in the world am I going to stifle myself for someone who is on the same boat as I am, trying to figure out their life? And I'm sitting here saying, well, I don't know what Susie going to say. So I'm going to sit here because, you know, Susie say I'm not going to make it. Who is Susie? Or you, why would you give another human being that much power over your direction? And if you have to go alone sometimes by yourself, do it. Do it and do it very well. And I promise you, just something about the way God is, this thing called life, if you do it and you're consistent, it will work out for you. You may learn a lesson. You may learn another avenue. But learning is an amazing, learning is amazing. The opportunity to learn, you cannot beat that. I hope I helped someone, but I feel like I did. And I wasn't throwing shade when I said, you know, everybody think they know everything. I wasn't saying that, but some people think they know it all. But for those of you that are willing to listen to what has worked for me, I'm just telling you what worked for me, and that is keeping my focus, keeping the main thing. And if it's minor, I refuse to major in it. And that's all I got. Keep loving, keep going, and keep pressing, and stay focused. Keep yourself balanced. But more importantly, live this life for an audience of two, and that's God. And that's you. Hit me up. Bye.